Trey Kennard, hey, congratulations, man. Great rod.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot.
No, man, I'm really at a loss of words, you know. It's just an unbelievable night, you know, from a really bad week this week to kind of flip-flop. So just stoked, you know, just happy that I was able to pull through, especially with the way I was riding the last bit of the race. You know, I was definitely missing my marks, but man, I was just happy to pull it off, and the first win is just awesome.
What happened earlier in the week? You said something on the podium too, just a crash or?
You know, I was really frustrated after last week, and probably did too much in the beginning of the week, and we just did way too many laps on Monday, and thanks, man.
Ian said you can ride on Thursdays at KTM.
Cool.
Yeah, again, just had a rough week on last weekend, and I was really frustrated. Did too much work in the first part of the week, and that made you know, the next couple days just miserable, and was really tired, and I don't know, whenever you're like that and you're not doing how you want to do, it's just a frustrating, tough place to be. But you know, I was thankful to kind of pull through tonight.
So is this what you dreamt like? Is this the dream? Like, is it sunk in?
That's definitely not what I pictured my first win to be like, because I don't think I rode very good at all. You know, I just was in the right place at the right time, which I haven't been the last few weeks, and that's been pretty frustrating. But hopefully that keeps going like that, and hopefully I start getting a little better starts.
Hey, you don't see too many guys get caught from 5 seconds down in a race, get passed, and then able to regroup. So what kind of went through your mind, and what did you tell yourself? And was it a breathing thing, or was it a lines thing, or what was it? And then you scored it back.
What really cost me, I think, is that triple on after the finish. The berm got blown out, and I missed it, I think, two laps in a row. Mm-hmm. And then actually tried it again and really missed it, and, you know, which really lost a lot of time there. And you know, when you miss a section and you don't do a section how you want to do it, and you got someone chasing you, especially someone like Dungy chasing you, it plays on you mentally, and then it starts to play on you physically, because you start riding so tight and not relaxed. And I was kind of freaking out, to be honest. But you know, once he passed me, I was like, you know what, there's nothing I can do. You know, I just gotta just put my head down and really go for it. And I think that really helped me, actually, when he passed me. And you know, it actually kind of put me in a better mindset for the next couple laps. And I actually think I rode pretty well for a couple laps. So,
well, yeah, man, congratulations. And it was a crazy night for sure. And good job on that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.